You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Yeah, baby, we're starting the podcast right now. We're back, You Know What, Dude, live. Welcome, everybody, to the show. YKWD. I started a social media and podcasting. The fact.
The YKWD podcast.
YKWD's back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started, before them all.
YKWD's podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up, you're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
Sorry, it's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original. And we're live. Hi, Mushy. Can't hear you, Mike.
How's it going?
Mike Calta.
We're people short. This doesn't feel comfortable.
We're not in a sub.
I need to know that the rest of the team is at their stations.
They said that on The Wizard of Oz. They said, we're people short. Get it? Because of the midgets?
That was awful.
Hey, there we go. Hey. There we go.
I was talking to John Brennan, my program director today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was telling a funny thing that you did to my agent, Tony Burton.
Uh-oh.
We were on the cruise and Tony told a dumb joke at dinner. And you go, what was that? And he repeated again and he goes, I can't hear you. What was that? And he said it again and you go, I made you say that stupid joke three times.
Classic.
Whoa, where'd you come from?
I'm gonna listen
Hello.
To you. Oh, you're a little hot.
Just got out of the shower.
Yeah.
I did. Wow, that's loud.
Ugh.
How's that sound?
A little lower. Bring it down a little bit. You don't need to be the hottest one in the room.
How about now?
In everything.
How about now?
It's still way too hot. You're just loud.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, hello?
Me and Mike had a flow going and you come in with your fucking Goldilocks, your hay hair and ruin it.
Cool.
Just lower your mic.
Love the energy in here. How about now?
This would be a great podcast if we were all gay. Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Get it, bears?
That's good.
Dude, we should do that.
Yes.
And pretend.
We should do that. Pretend. No. Who, look.
I'm butt sex away from being gay. I like everything else a gay guy likes.
All right. Well, I'm like gay what? Too then. If you're going to admit it, I'll admit it. Where are you? What is that? Oh, it's 7 o'clock. They're doing that thing in New York.
It's so loud. It's crazy how fucking loud it is.
Okay, but how about Canada? Did you see what happened there?
What?
They did one of those celebratory congratulations, thank you flyovers, and it fucking crashed.
Really?
One of the like Canadian Blue Angel type things, barrel rolled into a guy's house, killed the pilot.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Just stay home and send flowers. An edible arrangement, maybe.
I like the edible arrangement.
Yeah.
And here is our guest of the evening, Paul Verzi. Gabby, you got to turn that mic. I mean, we're picking up the whole fucking Brooklyn. I just heard somebody order a fucking latte.
Why is it not going down?
I just heard the N-word three different ways.
How about
turn
now?
A little bit better.
Whoa.
My God, Gabby.
It's there so he is. Loud.
Yeah, go in your settings and do it in audio. What's up, Verz? You got to turn your mic on, sweet tits.
What?
This looks like you're drunk.
We can hear you now.
I knew the first thing out of his mouth. What?
What?
Well, what?
What's up, man?
How you doing? What are you talking on, a megaphone?
He looks like he's in a dream.
Yeah, you look. What's going on?
It's a good thing you have those sound panels behind you. Makes you sound wonderful.
Wait, can I hook this fucking thing up?
Yes.
Man.
Yeah, that's exactly what I
have. Yeah, let's just turn the whole podcast into a tech thing for you. Yeah, what you want to do.
Christ, I just got on the fucking thing. I haven't even seen you guys.
Calta's right. You got sound panels behind you. You sound like shit. What the fuck?
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
You're in a studio, for God's sakes.
All right. Now, does this work? Do you hear me better or no?
No, you got to choose that microphone. Oh my God, this is going to be now. This is
go to the microphone icon on the bottom left.
I'm going to go back. Let me know when you guys are ready. I'll come back.
I'm gonna head out too, Mike. We'll be back. Let us know when you both get your mics fixed. Jesus Christ. Are you there?
All right, I'm here.
Still the same mic.
All right.
You got to choose the Yeti. This is all just.
All right. Are you on a Mac?
What?
Are you on a Mac?
Yeah.
Okay, go to your settings.
Yeah.
And go to sound.
All right, wait, video.
Go to like regular, you know, system preferences.
Okay, hold on. What the fuck is that? Hold on. Hold on a second here. I see if I click on this. No.
Go like where you would change your desktop picture.
Shit, did I lose you?
Yes.
No.
Oh. No, just the audience.
You imagine. You,
yeah, we lost all my Patreon members.
What the fuck? What happened?
I mean, Verzi, you on a fucking network. You have a fucking, a studio. You got a hit podcast, and you're talking like you're in a tin can.
So do you see that microphone on the bottom left, Verzi, where it says mute?
Yes.
Okay, that little arrow next to it?
Yep.
Okay, when you click that, it says select the microphone.
Oh, okay, Yeti, right here.
I love he says, yeah, it's right here. Like, hello. Okay.
Is better?
Yeah, turn it down now.
Jesus.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. That's the Verzi.
How's it now? Good?
Turn it up. Don't talk into it. Turn it up, straight up and down.
Okay, how's this?
No, you didn't even do it. Turn it straight up
like
and down.
This. Like this. Turn it like that.
There you go.
Right here.
Good.
All right. Yeah, it's a little loud. Back up a little bit. Put it up.
There you go. Perfect. Leave the mic right there.
Right there. Now talk.
All right. How's this?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's the Verzi effect.
Better. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Now
what's up, guys?
Now fix your camera. Your camera's a little off.
Oh, fuck you. Fucking get a set designer in here before we do this fucking thing.
We've had a lot go into our backs.
We got a lot going into what we look like, Verz.
Okay.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Let's spotlight you first, Bobby. Look at that.
Look at that.
You look amazing.
I mean, fucking amazing.
Glowing.
And I sound great.
You sound perfect.
And then
yes, Mike.
The new Calta light over the back.
Okay. Love. Club energy, sure.
I'm on mushrooms right now, so.
Sounds just, oof. Michelle Gabby.
Ooh, white balance.
Hi. Yep.
She looks like one of Max's school teachers on fucking Zoom. All right, now let's show Verzi.
A little foggy, I would say. Right, first word that comes to my mind.
A little foggy, but.
There's an IKEA lamp in there somewhere with a bed bulb.
He's wearing a Henley. He's rocking a Henley, which I like. There's only a couple guys that can rock a Henley.
No good?
You have the roundest head I've ever seen.
I mean,
that's not it's not an insult. It's perfectly, like, Bobby is all one roundness. His head, from his head to his feet, is all one shape.
Just call me an egg. Just call me you just called me fucking Humpty Dumpty, you cocksucker.
You were just fluid in your shape. And Bubba, look at his head. It's not like somebody made it out of clay.
But his beard is perfect, too. Look at that.
Yeah, well, that's not real.
What do you mean?
You shave that down.
The fuck?
Profile.
I shave it down. Yeah, I mean, of course. But I mean, it's real.
Don Johnson, Miami Vice color in 1987.
This is how.
Don't like how I'm coming into this podcast.
This is
how it is every night.
I was excited to see you fucking guys.
We're excited.
This is month three. Nice I'm over it.
You know, everyone, you guys shitting on my panels in here. I look like shit. I sound like shit. I'm foggy.
I don't want to shit on your panels. The whole point is there's supposed to be sound.
I know.
And they're fucking behind you.
I know.
It's like getting a Picasso and putting it under the desk. You can't see it.
You are very right. And I'm just mad because you're right.
It looks nice, though. It looks professional.
This is how not gay Verzi is. You said something about Grindr. He didn't even know what it was.
No, he flew past it.
Flew past it. That's how ungay Verzi is. He doesn't even know about gay things.
No, but listen, I could look at a good-looking guy and know he's good-looking.
Fag. That cool?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's your male crush?
There's definitely not a male crush, but you could look at a dude and be like, that guy is the guy. Like
Johnny
that,
Depp.
Like, no, you know, I think Clooney's a good-looking kid.
Okay.
It's still gay if you call him a kid.
Do you know what Grindr is?
It's I know it's a site for gay dudes to hook up, right?
Yes.
It's an app.
It's an app.
It's an app that tells you like another gay guy is right next door. And you can be like, ding, I'm right here. And he'd be like, ding, me too. Ding, you want to hook up? Ding, yeah, definitely.
Dong. You know what I mean?
Keep calling a
person. Oh shit.
By the way, we're skipping over two things. One is no one looks better in a tuxedo than George Clooney. Tuxedo, bow tie undone, hottest thing. And no man is hotter than David Beckham.
Yeah, okay.
In all phases and hairstyles of his life, he's always been the hottest guy in the room.
But isn't like Beckham like, don't you think, I feel like guys like Beckham and Brad Pitt, they're like too pretty. Like they're like pretty.
Brad Pitt's too pretty, but he's done some great acting roles, so he's kind of a man's pretty guy.
Yeah.
Beckham, Beckham's got all looks and a big dick. Okay.
Well, you met him on Grindr?
No, this is how it is. You can't have
wait, let us, we're not done laughing. Hang on one second. Let's stop talking over that fucking hot one. That was a good one.
How do you know what his dick looks like?
Question. You can't have it all, okay? The God is going to give you a couple of things. He gave Beckham good looks, the ability to be one of the greatest soccer players ever, and you would think that he's got to have a small dick. But once you hear him talk, you realize he gave him a clown voice, so he must also have a big dick. So that's what God was like, I'll make you good-looking, great at soccer, clown voice.
I know for a fact he doesn't have a big dick.
I just looked up a nude.
He does not have a big dick. He has a regular English dick because I've seen it.
I
just Googled David Beckham's dick, and I would like to confirm that it is regular.
It's a regular
dick. Can I see what you would consider regular?
You can't. You're
talking on the wrong
guy. I'll text it to you.
She'll text it to you.
Well, here's the thing, though.
That's how it starts, Gabby.
Here's the thing, though, okay? Dicks can be deceiving, and I'm going to tell you why. What the fuck just happened? Oh.
Mike's producing it. That's why. I don't think he's that good looking. I don't like him.
What are you, nuts?
That's my type.
Kelta, I just texted you.
Okay.
I
want to bang him, Paul, just like you. I just, if I could look like anybody, it would be him.
Look at
his ween.
Yeah, it's not that big.
Regular. It's not even hard, and it's almost down to his knee.
First of all, Calty, he weighs $120.
That's a little hard.
Bigger. It's gonna look bigger.
I don't like that. It's all snuffle up against out though. I didn't picture he'd be circumcised.
Yeah, it's all snufflies.
In my fantasies, he's circumcised.
It's English. Average. All right, no, you go, Galby. You go. I'll wait for you.
Sorry.
Just fucking yap into your Yeti. Go ahead. Do your thing. What the fuck? Calta.
You didn't go to a meeting today, did you?
I didn't.
Yeah, I could tell. You're a little bit built up. You yelled at me.
I didn't yell at you. No, because you tried to do
a little bit.
You tried to do your Calta shit on me.
A little bit. A little bit. Just saying.
What's yelled the Calta shit?
Because he knows what it is. You understand? Mike Calta is a professional radio guy, number one morning guy in Tampa for how many years? He's been doing radio forever. And the only way you get people interested into your shit is controversy. And he will set up some shit before the show. I love the way
you sounded that word out.
Yeah, and, say it again. Try it again.
Every fucking syllable.
Controversy.
Yeah, it was fucking Prince. Controversy. And and that's what he does. Before the show, he goes, geez, you're really treating Mike like fucking da-da-da. And then, but Mike's...
I don't think I said that.
I haven't yelled at Mike. How long has it been since I yelled at you, Mike?
A couple of months.
And have you fucked up in those couple of months?
There was one particularly big one.
He fucked up in the last couple of minutes. I'm not saying he doesn't fuck up. Yeah. I'm just saying your ever-present anger is always there, even though you're not expressing it in a way that you're used to.
I am not.
Let love be better.
Listen, it's not that. It's, first of all, it's... progress rather than perfection, Michael.
Right, right. We're not at perfection yet, Robert.
Well, I'm not. I'm at progress always.
You're still a ticking time bomb, and Mike is scared of your time bomb explosion. I'm just telling you.
No, as a not all of us can be on fucking. Not all of us can be on Lexapro. Like
everyone can be on Lexapro.
You can now, get it.
Yeah.
You want me to get it for you?
Verzi, are you on that Lexapro?
No.
What are you on?
I'm on Luvox. Yeah. I take 50 milligrams of Luvox because Luvox is an antidepressant that gears more towards OCD. So like my fucked up OCD thoughts, like that is the one for... So like when I get anxiety or depression, my OCD gets nuts, and this is what this one focuses on.
And it works?
Yeah, for like 11 years, I'd go on the... When I was on, for 11 years on the road, I didn't have it. And I would just, when my OCD was there, was fucked up. So the doctor said, I'll give you the lowest dose and see if it takes the edge off of the OCD. And it did.
So you still take it?
So, yeah, I mean, I miss it sometimes, but I still take it. Yeah.
Smart. And it works.
Yeah.
Did you ever look at your friend during a podcast and go, Mike, fucking serious, fucking serious? That's what he did to me. That's what he did to me. He gave me the wide eyed.
No, first of all, Verzi is the same guy as me. He's done the same thing.
Whoa, wait a minute. What the fuck are you trying to bring me into? I don't snap on anybody.
He's deflecting.
You've snapped on people.
Who?
We've talked about it. You've called me up. This fucking...
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, you know, I'll vent to you. And obviously, maybe when a waiter leaves the table and the service is bad. Remember when we were in Montreal?
Dude, there's nobody worse than you.
So we were in Montreal at the famous, what's it called? The Expectations.
Yes. Yeah.
Where everybody goes and they get their breakfast. And Bobby and I had just started to become friends. And he never saw me get angry, really. You know, let's be honest. I'm an easygoing fucking kid, right? So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I see this, like, 19-year-old waitress and some 21-year-old, 22-year-old waitress, and they're talking, having fun, looking at their phones. And I'm going, the fuck? Like, my breakfast is sitting there, and Bobby loved it. Bobby's going, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Like, it was like you wanted me to fucking get off the leash and go.
I just wanted you to be you. I wanted you to let it out.
Yeah, and I know. I definitely did.
I mean, they deserve it, not me. Why did I have to get it? I'm sitting there taking their heat for them fucking yapping. I got to sit there like I'm the one who got to get your toast, and I'm Bobby on the phone.
Bobby has never gotten mad at me except one time it got weird. And I want to ask you if you remember when it was.
Ooh, I want to hear this.
Yes.
Gabby, shut up.
You shut up. I'm fucking scared of you.
Bobby, when do you think it was?
I'm going to mute Gabby. Oh, no. You know what? That made Mike too happy. I had to take that off. I don't remember. I have no idea.
It was one time me and you were camping together.
Camping? And it was only one time we were camping.
Right. And I went into the woods with your saw, and I broke it, and you were cool with it. But then the second time I was doing it, and you for one second, you just go like, what the fuck? You gonna do it again? And I was did just you? Like, oh, did shit, you? That was real.
Did you break it again?
I did. I did. But I'm just saying, that was the first time where I was like, okay, he definitely was a little upset. And granted, I fucked your shit up. I get it. But other than that, you know.
Well, you broke my fucking, my Japanese saw that took 2 months to come to me.
I know. It was $20. I offered you the money. You didn't take it.
Not $20.
What?
It was... Not $20. You offered me $20. You assumed 20. Yeah. Dude, I'll give you $20 when we get back. And I was like, I'm good, because it's more than $20.
All right. Right? Well, I will say this. In all the time me and Bobby spent together, and it was a lot. We've had discussions over cigars and everything. Never really got into it. Like, me and you never really got into it ever.
Okay. Now, I want to ask the panel. Now that
But I don't work panel. For you. That's different.
Okay. But Mike, have me and you ever got into it?
Yes.
We have?
One time.
When?
We didn't get into it. Much like Verzi, you snapped on me.
One time. Gabby.
And tonight.
Gabby, have me and you ever got into it?
Yes.
How many times?
Probably five.
Where I snapped on you? Like me snap, though. Not regular, but...
What are you saying right now?
Like how many... Have I ever like lost it on you?
Oh, probably twice.
Twice. So in all the years that I've known you three, once, and two.
Yeah, you're leaving somebody out in the room.
Yeah, there's a
few... I'm getting there. Oh, I'm... How did you know he was on top of you on my screen?
I take a guess.
So there's a common denominator in the room for my snapping, right? My Mush. How many times have I yelled at you, Mush?
This week.
This week none, but this year, a few. I've had some issues.
Mike's in fucking therapy because of you, Bobby.
Yeah, good. I hope he's getting better so he stops fucking up. Listen.
I don't really blame you. I mean, here's the thing. A lot of the times it's been like I've had to learn a new job and learn how to do it while I'm doing it. And Bobby's been patient enough to let me do it. So,
but in the last, since you fucked up the last time, what has there been any problems? Even, but you fucked up since then, right?
Yeah, not as bad as those really bad ones.
No, but yes. So there you go. So tonight I was like, let's go, let's do this. And then Mike stepped in and here's the problem with Mike. He tries to defend you when there's no defense to be had.
I wasn't really defending. I was just pointing things out. I said he gets nervous when you get hostile.
That's not true. He doesn't get nervous. He gets nervous anyways. Look at him. He's like a fucking adopted dog from Aruba. Sorry, Verz. You get one of those. I apologize. They're a little skittish. I got two things I want to talk about. Are you guys done with me? Are you done analyzing fucking crazy?
Before you do that, Bobby, there's one thing message you got on the Patreon from Brad. Make no mistake, cuz I might be Canadian, but my meemaw's Boston Irish Mercer. He says, "Can you tell Bobby he looks fucking great and so healthy and to keep it up?"
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. I feel great today. Under 300 pounds for 3 weeks now. I'm very excited.
Good I got a question for you, Bobby.
Yeah, and I went down to smaller cups because my friend Mike was getting annoyed with my big cups.
I thought your fucking hands grew overnight.
And I used to, everybody knows me as Big Cup Bob, but now I went down because this cup last night when I was doing the Comedy Cellar thing, it spilled all over my desk.
Oh.
And around gallons of ice coffee.
You have a boat to get out? So Mike, that's big enough for Mike to put all his tears in when you yell at him.
I don't yell at him anymore, Mike. That's what's fucking going to get him yelled at. Oh, Verzi, what were you? Verzi, I want to talk about your thing first because your special, they just released it on YouTube for free, which is awesome.
Yeah, man. Like the craziest thing. I wanted to talk about the keto pancakes. I'll get back to that. The special got released by Comedy Central like 2.5 days ago, and it already hit like almost 100,000 in like 2.5 days. And they put the lightsaber joke on TikTok and it got like 3 million views and 800,000 likes. And I didn't even know about it, but it's weird. Comedy Central just lost everybody. They're breaking up. People are getting fired and they're redoing everything. And since then they actually released a lot of things that we didn't know that they were going to release to us. And now it's like my special is having a resurgence that it didn't even get the first time. So it's been amazing. And thank you for sharing it as well.
That's great. I'm glad. And that's,
can you imagine like somebody, if people are changing up over there, some executive walked in and went, "Why the fuck are we sitting on all this stuff? We have all this shit. Why aren't we doing anything with it?"
No, that's the craziest thing is I was talking to All Things Comedy, everybody that did it. And they were just like, "Yeah, you know what? They said, what bits do you want released?" And they're thinking, they're just going to start putting stuff on their YouTube. And I'm going like, yeah, like, The night my special came out on television, less than 200,000 people saw it. And like overnight, it's done more, like better than that, and people can share it and stuff. So, I mean, I don't want to talk bad about a network that helped me, but at the same time, it's like you could tell something needed to be done, I think.
Yeah, well, they're you know, they would get something, air it once or twice that weekend. Yeah. They'd back, they'd bookend it with, like, you know, somebody just like you. So, like, so in between, like, in front of you and after you would be another special. It's like, that's not really that special. It should be just Verzi on Friday night or Saturday night. Nobody else. It should be just, you know, don't put, they put Rogan in front of me on my special when they aired it. It's like, why would you put Rogan in front of me? Well, it's, no, it's not. Make my, and then they just, they bury it and it's gone. You'll never see it on the network again unless you rape somebody.
Whoa. Is that how Paul got back out?
No, Paul. Jeez. He didn't really think that. Look, he's laughing like Pesci in fucking Goodfellas. If I can think that's funny. Right.
And I don't understand, because if you have somebody that's going to get 1 million, 2 million hits and you put something out there and you put it out everywhere, it's going to be better for your network as opposed to saying, okay, we're going to license it for 5 years and we'll put it out twice. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. So I'm glad things are working out the way that they are, for sure.
Do you own it? Do you own it again?
No, I'm not going to own it. I'm not going to own it. They're licensed it. So I'm still not going to own it for years. That's why I can't take it and put it on my YouTube. But the fact that they put it on their YouTube for free is still really good enough, you know?
Yeah, that's great.
Can one of you give me an idea? I am asking, but I don't expect an answer. What does that pay when you get a special for Comedy Central and then they own it?
So with mine, I was in a bigger content deal. So All Things Comedy made a deal with Comedy Central for 3 specials, which was mine, Jessica Kirsten, Ian Edwards. They also made a deal for like a new premium blend thing that Burr was going to host and some other television show. So it was a big package. So mine, they just like carved out like what mine would be out of that. But we had to pay back making it and all that shit. So by the time the thing was like done, I didn't get what the main number was. So let's say the number was like 200,000. By the time everything was done, I'll get, you know, maybe 30-40% of that or something like that. That's pretty much how it worked in my deal.
I'm just trying to see why a comedian says, fuck it, I'm just going to put it on myself and pay for it myself and do it that way.
Well, I did that with Serpico. He actually put up the money. And it was, we only shot it for very cheap though. We figured out, my whole thing was, I want to shoot it with, you know, cannons, you know, and in the Village Underground, very cheap, and just use really good lighting guys, really good video guys, a good director, and do it on the cheap. And that's what we did. So we did it on the cheap and then we sold it to Comedy Central and then sold it to Netflix. So we lucked out. If we didn't sell it, we would have made our money back, but we wouldn't have made money. But we sold it to them, so we made good money out of the gate.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but it's weird too, because Mark Norman just put his special on YouTube for free.
Yeah, but when you monetize that video, let's say that gets 1 million views, how much money would you get from that?
Not a lot. Million's not cool anymore.
Yeah.
Charlie D'Amelio has.
Yeah.
You know, so many million followers that on TikTok that her parents have 3 million followers each. It's like nobody gives a shit anymore. If you like one, like you like the other.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but you do. If we weren't in Corona, you'd be seeing those numbers at your shows.
Yeah. Oh, so, speaking of Corona, my wife and I, we all tested positive for the antibodies this week.
Wow.
So when we lost the sense of smell and taste and we were sick at the end of March, beginning of April, and basically told we had it, we got that confirmed that we all pretty much had it. So now we're going to be donating, I guess, plasma next week. We're going to be donating blood or whatever. So Gabby, how's your dad? Is your dad all good?
Yeah, he's good. My whole family has antibodies besides me. But everyone's back to normal and they feel invincible and have fully, there's like 5 of them who got Corona and they're all just hanging out now.
Yeah.
What sucks is they were like, you know, we had one doctor going, yeah, this is good. And then another doctor going, means nothing. means nothing, and you still need to social distance. You still need to wear the mask. And I'm looking, and you know me, like, I don't like pessimistic shit when I just got good news. So yeah, I'm looking at this Russian fucking, this Russian lady, and she's going like, yes, you don't know. And I'm going like, it's good though, right? That we have antibodies, like my kids were there. You know, and I'm going like, why the fuck are you raining on this right now? You know, it's like you just told me that I beat something. I was coughing for a fucking month, and she's going, it doesn't mean anything. Now they're saying that a group of 500 people tested positive, then got cleared, then tested positive again. And the people that tested positive again, although they got it again, there were zero cases of them being infectious. They can't give it to anybody. That's what they're finding. So nobody really knows anything yet, but I'm glad that we beat it and we have some antibodies, because it's better than – that's what I said to her when she was being like, oh, act the same. I go, but it is better, right? And she said, yeah. So who knows?
What's the test? What did they do to you?
It was just a vial of blood.
Oh, not up the nose into the brain?
No, for the antibodies, they just right into the arm and a vial of blood, and then you get a – ours said you get a phone call if you're positive within 48 hours, and you get a letter if you're negative. They called us like a day later and said that. But the lady did say that by the questions they ask you before, they know. And when I told her no smell, I said, how about the no smell, no taste? She said – smiled and said, number one indicator. So anybody that you know that lost sense of smell and taste during this time, 1,000% had it.
Wow.
That's yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm going to go get tested, I think, next week. I got a link to a place up the street that tests for anybody, because I think me and Max had it. I just don't think Max is going to be able to get blood taken, because he doesn't like that shit.
My kids just both went. My daughter, my Sophia, the 8-year-old, it was a tough time.
She flipped out.
She was fucking flipping out before the lady came in. She's telling the lady she's scared. And, you know, my son dealt with it. But, yeah. But, Bobby, you had it for sure. I would put money on it.
Why do you keep saying that? You keep
because
lumping
you
me
you
in.
You had a fever for 4 days straight. I know for a fact you had it.
Yeah, but you were on your podcast. I was listening to you on other podcasts saying that Bob Kelly has it.
That's no, like I never said that. I said Bobby said that he wasn't feeling good, and I bet he had it. Everybody that I talked to that said they felt shitty in March – had it. You had it. I bet money you had it. I'll bet you right now. You have $50. You had it.
We got no sports. We got to bet on something.
Yeah, we need something to bet.
Yeah, you're a fucking addict. Listen.
You said you had a fever for 4 days. Was that right?
I had a on and off fever.
When's the last time you had an on and off fever for 4 days before this?
Last time you ate that bat in China?
Yeah, exactly.
Mike just disappeared.
He's got it.
He definitely has it. I bet he brought it here from San Antonio. Well, I'm glad that you have it. Does that mean you can come over and smoke a cigar finally?
I think I can.
You think you can?
No, but I don't want you to fucking not. I need you to find out.
All right. So I got to go and get found out?
Wouldn't it be fucked up? How fucked up would it be if I go, Bobby, I'm coming over. I go in the shed. I give you a big hug. And you fuck it. You have it. And I got sick again. So just to smoke a cigar.
I can't taste a fucking thing.
2 days later, I'm trying to smell a candle cursing you.
Is that me or him?
That's who a was that? Combination of both of you.
Well, what happened?
I said, I can't taste fucking nothing.
Oh.
That motherfucker got me sick.
We're going to do...
I can't taste my fucking almond milk.
Why are you going to trash my almond milk? You know I'm trying to lose weight.
I'm not trashing it. I picked the thing that you... You're sensitive.
And I don't... You know you're what? I don't like that you're trashing my... I'm trying to do what I can do, and you're going to trash my almond milk.
It's not a trash. I just pointed out that you were drinking
Dad,
it.
Almond milk.
My Senka is no good. Is that better?
I don't drink Senka.
It's not tangy enough.
Wait, Bobby, like we got to get back to these pancakes. Jesus Christ, Michael.
What the
shit out of me. Would you just fucking hop up to... What the fuck was that? It's like you just jumped up from the floor. Holy shit.
I just moved the camera.
Did you see that? He fucking hopped up like a superhero, like a podcast superhero.
Fuck. And that is your new name, podcast superhero.
Did you see that shit? Anyway.
Hang on 1 second. Before you go into that story, we'll be back. We have a sponsor we have to read right now, so let me get into the sponsor. All right. This has been a great YKWD so far, but I really want to take a second to talk about the sponsor here. I am a big fan of this sponsor right now. Bringing comfort into your home is the ultimate form of self-care. And now more than ever, it's important to take care of yourself and each other. It's the summertime, baby. So put comfort first, like new bedding, loungewear, towels, and more. Home of the internet's favorite sheets, Brooklinen, has got over 50,000 five-star reviews and counting. And going now at brooklinen.com, they're kicking off this summer with an event you can get comfortable with. Get everything from bedding, towels, loungewear, and more at savings you wouldn't believe. Okay, Brooklinen products help you find comfort in the little things. Morning routines, extra sheets, plush towels, comfortable loungewear, etc. Listen, I love them. I have them on my bed. I have three pairs of them. I have them on my pillowcases. It's amazing. Their towels are so plush and soft. It's hard to imagine summer stuck inside the house. But if we have to do it, if we have to be in as much as we have to be in, let's keep safe. And, you know, let's be as comfortable as possible. That's where Brooklinen comes in. All right. If you are working from home, staying comfortable is the best way to stay productive. And Brooklinen is there for me during the part of the daily routine. I mean, I love the loungewear is great. I mean, I've been wearing the same pants that I got from them. Every morning I wake up, I put them on. I feel comfortable. I feel relaxed. It's great. Brooklinen has a Memorial Day event. It's going on now. And you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss out on this one. It's all big stuff, big savings, including their newest hammam and linen collection. All right? I think I'm saying that right. But linen is the best. It's so soft. It's so comfortable. But if you can't wait, if you can't wait for that big thing, you can go right now. 10% off your first order and free shipping. Just use promo code WHATDUDE. That's it. Only at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life. And we're back. Thank you so much.
That was a great
Thank you so
that,
much.
What a read. I got a question.
Time stamp that, you mush.
Dude, that was the best thing I ever saw. I'm like, you like hopped up and then sat back down like you landed, like you stuck the landing. Bobby, I saw a picture of the keto. You said keto pancakes on Sunday. How in God's name, and I'm not trying to be a dick here and I'm not trying to be funny, I'm being serious. How is any pancake healthy?
I don't know if it's not healthy. First of all, I don't have syrup. Second of all, it's not made with flour. It's made with, almonds, something, or coconut. Like
protein powder or something, though.
Yeah, it's something different. It's not made with flour. So it has the same consistency of a pancake, but it's not as good as a pancake. I mean, believe me, Dawn and Max are eating fluffy fucking flapjacks right next to me. There's a huge difference. But it's psychologically, your brain is like, oh, it's a pancake, especially if you haven't had pancakes in 4 months. And, you can't put stuff on them. You know what I mean? Which is the thing. And then I have almond milk done by almond milk. I have that instead of regular milk, which is apparently fucking gay. I don't know.
I like almond milk.
I have almond milk in my coffee now.
Well,
I put it in my cereal when I was eating cereal.
I just tripped up.
No, I haven't cheated once.
I was going to say, Mike, you look good, man.
Oh, well, thank you.
Both of you guys look fucking, it's hard.
You had to bang one of us. No, I'm just kidding.
Answer. What's that?
Answer.
What? What?
If you had to bang one of them, which one would you bang?
Fucking Gabby. I don't like this because Gabby doesn't like me anymore. She likes Mike.
Calta? I mean,
it's hard not to.
Yeah.
I like both of you.
No, you like Mike more.
Why do you think that?
Because you want him to pick Mike right now. You want Verzi to pick. All right, Verzi.
I want Verzi to pick Mike because you get mad.
I don't get mad because I know Verzi has
it
taste.
7-1.
And if that Verzi 7-2. I got a woman.
You had a flip flopper.
I had a woman. Listen, no, I had the.
Look what I'm smoking after this.
What is that?
Have you? Look, I got these two. Tell me which one's better.
What's the name on? Just tell me the name.
Griffin.
Oh, yeah, I'd smoke. Either one of them are good. I'm smoking a fucking Tatuaje Monster right now from Mo. Look at that bad boy. Oh, this fucking thing is so good, Verzi.
Nice.
There it is. Right there. There it is. Oh, my God.
Oh, Mike, I got to ask you a question, dude.
Yes.
Can you put me in touch with... So I need a gun, dude. So
all of a sudden, I become an arms dealer.
What?
I got you, Verzi. I already told you that. I already went over there. For an hour, we were on the phone. I told you I'd take you to the place.
But I want something small that's legal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you want a small shotgun.
Yeah, you go to the gun lady.
All right, what's the small... I probably shouldn't be talking about this on the pod, right? I'll do it.
No, why not? Talk about it on the pod. Mike, first of all, Mike's an expert, so you're going to ask him. But I'm saying, when you want to get one, I can bring it to this lady, and it's like an hour away.
All right, because I don't want my... I want my... If, God forbid, there was a big animal or somebody's coming, I don't want my wife or kids to have to hold some big fucking... I want... Something.
Keep in mind, though, that the smaller you get, the more kick that gun's going to have. Like that one that Bobby has, you got to hold that down a little when you fire it because it does this because it's so small. All right. It's pretty powerful. I would any sort of medium sized shotgun would be better for you.
No, yeah, I mean, like I don't want my kids near it, but of course.
No, but I mean, in an absolute emergency, if the bear ate you and it was coming for the kids, they should be able to know how to use it.
Yeah.
The one Bobby has is cool, but it requires a little bit of power. At least take her and let her fire it at the range a couple of times so she knows what she's dealing with. That's all.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, there's a lot of videos of the gun that he sent me, like literally shooting out the back like a rocket. Because people don't hold on to it right, and fire it, and it just goes shunk like that, and they're like, they just have nothing in their hands, which would suck if you shot somebody and you missed, and then you have nothing in your hands, and it's like 20 feet behind you.
You ever see those like YouTube videos of somebody shooting a gun and breaking their nose because it just kicks back?
Yeah, that was a lot.
Almost me. The first time I have a Mossberg that had a pistol grip, and the first time I fired it, it went right out and almost hit me in the tooth. And I was like, I'm gonna need a different stock on the end of this thing because that pistol grip ain't working out.
When I come down there, because I'm coming down to Tampa this year for sure for football and some hopefully some stand-up, dude, we got to shoot guns if we can. Go to a range.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What team? What's your team?
I'm a Giants fan, but I'll still go down there and,
Boo.
Bobby, you know the Giants, right? You remember.
Shut up, you fucking...
Bobby is a Tampa Bay fan now.
I'm not a Tampa Bay fan.
You don't even know who the quarterback is in New England anymore. Just let it go. Enjoy it. You see old Tom out at the high school working out today? Organized a practice among him and his receivers, just them at a high school field.
Wow.
Getting to work on his own.
There's a good-looking kid. Brady's a good-looking kid, too.
Great-looking guy.
Yeah.
Great-looking. Gabby Clooney, that English soccer dude, or Tom Brady?
Now or at their prime?
They're at their prime. What fuck?
No. Jesus, Gabby. What kind of... What
the fuck do you want?
Clooney's prime is Oh Brother, We're Out Thou.
Okay, Clooney then. Yeah, Brady. Brady now. I mean, Brady's fucking gorgeous. Yeah. And Beckham when she was on the Spice Girls.
I'm going to go Clooney. I go Clooney.
Really?
Yeah.
You like a dirty guy, huh?
It's a little, a little fucked up.
Why is he dirty, though?
Explains why she likes me better.
He just, like, seems cooler, too.
You think you're like George Clooney, Calta?
No, you said dirty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like scruffy. He's a scruffy guy. Like
scruffy guy.
Yeah, he's always unkempt.
Sure.
Like, Brad Pitt can really shine up. Tom Brady looks like a fucking Kennedy every time. Mm-hmm. He's always never scruffy, never fucked up. Hair's always done. Teeth are immaculate. Smile, just fucking great.
Do you know who Mike Allstott is?
Yeah.
Mike Allstott was a fullback for the Buccaneers during the Super Bowl years. He's a fucking monster. Every video of him is him carrying 10 guys into the end zone. I had him on the air today, and I told him that there were times in his long-haired phase where it was hard for me to interview him because he was so gorgeous.
What's his name?
Mike Allstott.
Mike Allstott was an animal. And I remember when Chris Berman would go, "You're in good hands with mm-hmm. Allstott, dude." And that was, wait a minute. Allstott was on the team with Gruden when they won the Super Bowl, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yeah.
What does he look like?
It looks like Brady with muscle. Like, Brady's a lean. Allstott has a Brady, Brad Pitt type face with a lot of fucking.
Hey, Gabby, can you hold your phone up to the screen? Because Mike is, I don't know where Mike is right now.
Yeah, I'm looking for
hot. The Patreon.
Mike, I'm trying to find the hottest picture.
Allstott, long hair, Mike Allstott.
I just got an email that's fucking crazy.
What?
Crazy.
What about what?
Fucking Joe Rogan just signed a deal with Spotify. I'll
tell you about that.
Yeah.
For over $100 million.
Good for him.
$100 million fucking. I mean, he's the new Howard. We've moved on, Gabby. Just ridiculous. He's the new Stern.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing Rogan. Is the same as Stern or better now?
Oh, I would say better now. If you're trying to sell something,
you know, yeah. And with everything on, like with everything online and streaming now, doing that is like, you know, shows like that are huge. Good for him, man.
Yeah, I mean, $100 million. Fucking no wonder he's like, I think I'm just out of LA. I don't need this fucking. I don't need to do what, you know what I mean? $100 million. I'll fight. You can live wherever you want.
$100 million for what though? For how long?
For 6 months. It says 6 months.
Pretty good deal. Good agent. I heard that this morning. Exclusive deal with Spotify, which means no more YouTube, none of that. He brings all those people over to Spotify now.
Yeah.
And is that worth $100 million?
Fucking letting Jim Norton rest his nuts on my chin is worth $100 million. Are you nuts?
Yeah,
I literally let him walk up to me, like intro me at the cellar, and I'd go up and he could put his nuts right here, and then I get the $100 million. That'd be fun. And I'd move to the middle of fucking nowhere and build a compound and never talk to anybody again except for you four people. I would talk to you four. I would take Mike with me. Mike would be my Gunga Din. We both go to therapy together.
There's very little I wouldn't do for $100 million, but that like shit like that I wouldn't do.
I mean, Paul, I wouldn't. I was exaggerating. I'm not letting Jim Norton put his nuts on my chin.
For $100 million, you would.
I'd let him put them in my mouth. Are you out of your mind?
You wouldn't.
I don't, dude. Put nuts in my mouth? That's tough, dude.
Bro, $100 million?
Dude, pick your nuts, though. George Clooney nuts.
I don't think the actual nut matters. The fact that there's just a pair. I built my empire on somebody's nuts in my mouth.
Everybody does anyways, figuratively or fucking literally. It doesn't matter.
So what if they call you old nut mouth everywhere you went?
You know what's funny is I'd say no, and my wife would be like, "You better fucking put those nuts in."
I've fucking been doing it all this time for you for nothing.
You kids that go to college, house. You better suck a dick. You put those nuts in your ass if you have to. I don't give a fuck what you. We got.
You gotta put these fucking kids to college.
That's funny, dude.
Gabby, how old are you?
26.
Bobby, how many guys do you think she slept with?
10.
Fersey?
You've slept with more guys than 10?
You're not supposed to tell already. You're ruining the game.
She really buries the lead some of the times. She's like, I'm a whore.
She was proud. She was like, fucking, man, what am I, a fucking, was this amateur hour?
What am I, a fucking loser?
My dad's a rock and roll star. I was molested by a roadie when I was 14.
Like, I fucking had two before this podcast. Wow.
Gabby, more than 10.
Yeah.
Hold on. So it's first time, I'm guessing, I'm not asking, 15. So 15, what are you, 26, you said?
Yeah.
So that's 10 years. Two a year would be 20. I say 16.
I don't really know.
20.
Goes, I don't really know. 25. Yes, that's what it was.
Probably 26.
How many were butt?
No. None.
Yeah. Nobody goes into that golden ring of life.
I don't know. Probably 15. Probably 20. That,
Gabby's butthole looks like the YKWD logo.
Well, that's weird because Mike's head is in the middle of it right now.
That's what I mean. Looks like a little chubby Mexican guy from San Antonio.
Hello. No butt at all, huh?
No butt.
What are you holding out for, marriage?
Yeah, love.
Yeah.
That's not love. When you the guy who loves you is not going to fucking want to fuck you in the butt. We do that with other people.
Not true.
No, I'm a vegan. You don't want to get in my butt.
Yeah, you don't want that fucking mushy Play-Doh machine.
I had a girl say that one to me one time, and she had Crohn's disease. She's like, you don't want to do that. I have Crohn's disease. I'm like, I don't know what that means, but does that mean you're just going to shit everywhere? Because that's not what I want to happen. That just ruined the mood.
Oh my God, dude. I couldn't imagine that. A girl just going, you don't want to do that. I got Crohn's disease. I'd be like, dude, this is fucking over. And I don't mean I mean the fucking relationship. It's fucking over.
There was no relationship.
Verzi has a thing, man. He is.
I get disgusted. Things. Yeah, dude.
You get sick. Dude, if you don't got good feet, Verzi's out. Verzi's out.
Yeah.
You would what you wouldn't make sweet love to a lady who's on her period? Like a lady, I mean your wife.
Nah.
Not if she was like, Paul, I need it tonight. These fucking kids are driving me crazy. I've been watching.
Oh, if my wife, listen, if my wife was like, you know, yeah, I would definitely for my wife and shit, but it's not something that I would, you know.
Right. You're not like, oh, I want to get a girl like that.
No, right. No. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's, I'm not in, the thing with me is like Bobby knows I'm like, it's like like germs. Like, I don't mind just that shit. I can't do like, if someone's like, oh, my ass might be dirty. Let's figure it out. I'll be like, nah, I can't.
Like, I don't want that either. I gotta be honest, yeah. I'm pretty scummy and I don't want to let's figure it out my ass thing. Yeah.
Yeah, there should be no figuring out. Like, if you some girl says you might not want to do that, like, then you definitely don't want to fucking do that.
Like, after my wife works out and she's walking around like in a sports bra. Yeah. It's always the girls that don't want to do it. Like, no, I'm all gross. I'm like, I don't give a fuck if you're sweaty. Who cares? That's the whole point.
I was with this girl one time back when I think I was 20. I had to be 23. And I lived with the six retarded guys.
What?
I lived with six retarded, mentally retarded elderly men.
Mentally challenged.
Mentally challenged men.
Move away from the R word.
When I, mentally challenged men. Back then it was mentally retarded, MR. We said MR. They were elderly from, from 50 up. And I lived in the house.
You got to put that part in there because it sounds like they were just your roommates.
Yeah. He didn't even pay rent. He just fucking told like them that. The whole time.
Yeah, well, I didn't pay. Bobby's fucking taking advantage of our. Here's how rent's going to be broken down.
Yeah, they're paying you in dice and
I had them all working.
The challenge guy paid the most money. The second most challenge guy, Bobby paid nothing.
Well, I got a free rent. I had to be there five nights a week. And I got $100 a week. And I got free food. So while I went to college and I was doing comedy, I had this place I could, you know, I just had no money. I had to live there. You know what I mean? But I worked with these guys and I would have to wake them up in the morning make sure that they're off to work. Cause they all had kind of jobs except for Charlie. Charlie was like 70 and he was this old guy and he would just, you'd hear him coming. And then his neck was so long. It would like peer around the door. And his head would come in first. And he'd be like, bomb. And I'd be like, oh, shit. Like,
just swan-necked.
I'd watch this special show. I'm telling you right now. I would watch this TV show in a second.
Dude, how many of them did you yell at?
I never yelled. I yelled at one of them, Ed. Ed was a big guy, Mike size.
Is that the one I remind you of?
No, not Mush. Not Mush. Kalta. biggest Calta. He was downstairs with Leo. Leo, there was a guy named Mike downstairs. Mike downstairs, black hair. He was in his 50s. He was he had rings on every finger. He was very rock and roll. He had a guitar. He would just sit there and just ga-ga-ga-ga, and it would just, whew, just playing an electric guitar. And it would, you know, just whatever. Very rock and roll. And then Ed, and then Leo. Leo would just repeat himself. Bob, how you doing? Bob. Bob, how you doing? Bob. Hi, Bob. Bob, I love Bob. Bob's a good guy. Bob. Can I go? Bob, I got to go to work. Bob. And be like, okay, Leo, enough. Okay, Bob. Okay, you know. Right? But Ed didn't like Leo because Leo made Ed feel mentally challenged, right? And he would fight with him. And one morning I went downstairs when I was working there for a while, and he was down there yelling at Leo. Like, you know, you shut the fuck, like really threatening. Leo was crying. And I went down and I was like, Ed, knock it off. You're treating Leo, you know, and he grabbed the knife.
Wow.
And I grabbed the knife too. I go, you want to get fucking crazy, motherfucker? Let's do this. I'll cut you up. And he put the knife there. I'm sorry, Bob. And he never fucked with me again. And he never fucked with Leo again.
Holy shit.
What if that's all he needed to snap out of it? And he was like,
oh my God.
Yeah,
that is crazy. Dude, I had one of the scariest incidents I ever had was when I took my younger brother. My younger brother's 9 years younger than me because my mother got remarried. So my younger brother, my younger sister's 10 years younger. My younger brother Steven's 9 years younger. And I took him to McDonald's. And the way they take, like you probably did that, where you take them to the McDonald's, you take them to a movie, the mentally handicapped, you take them out, right?
I hung out with them. They were my friends. I used to put them on my motorcycle. The helmet didn't fit, but I put them on the motorcycle. We used to drive around all the time. It was great.
So I go in there and I'm in a McDonald's bathroom. And I had recently heard that they're the thing about like them being stronger. And I was nervous because one had like hurt somebody or like I heard something that the strength, and I'm in the bathroom with my brother.
The strength. Mm-hmm. I love how you self-edited that one to fucking the strength. And we all knew what you meant.
Well, what am I supposed to? What do you call it? What am I supposed to call it?
Well, yeah. We used to call it.
when Lenny killed the mouse.
The rabbit, yeah.
Right.
And I remember hearing the story.
Steinbecky and Oafs, but that's a very different time.
I remember hearing a story about that, and I'm in the bathroom with my brother, and this one kid comes in, and he's clearly off, and his head's tilted, and his voice was a little fucked up, and he just looked at me and my brother while we're pissing, and I never forget, he goes, I'm going to kick your ass in here. Right? And he kind of fucking like mumbled it. And I start to panic because I'm like, this dude's got some fucking superhero strength right now. I can't, you know, and I'm with my brother. I'm like, I don't want to get fucked up or killed by this fucking kid.
Ooh, what if we call it super zero strength?
So I go, what? And he goes, I'm going to kick your ass in here. And he starts like leaning up. And my mind is going, dude, this kid's going to lunge at me. Can I legally punch a mentally retarded kid in the head? Like what, all these different things. And I started to panic. And my brother's looking at me like, is everything going to be okay? And in my mind, I'm like, I don't fucking know. Like this might go bad. So then I just said, hey man, I think they're calling you out there. Cause he had a group waiting by the bathroom and shit. I swear to God, I fucking shit myself. And like, I made him just get distracted. And me and my brother ended up running out of there. But the kid looked at me and I feel like if he wasn't mentally retarded, he would have been like one of those like juvenile delinquent. Cause that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like Bobby, I don't know. Like there were kids that were like, so he was like a bad kid.
He was gonna about to beat you up and you went squirrel and he went where? And you fucking ran.
That's kind of like, but like he would be, even though he was smaller, he would have been stronger, right?
I don't know if, I don't know the.
Obviously not a professional.
Thank you, Gabby, for getting me out of that. I just know.
Well, he pulled a knife on two of them.
One of them. One was going to hurt the other one.
That's not how you're supposed to handle.
Listen, Gabby, you're absolutely right. And I wasn't. I did a lot of things. There was one guy, Pete, that never got up. He was supposed to go to work and get on the bus. He would never, ever get up. Ever, ever, ever get up. And when I was there, my job was to get him up, get him dressed, get him on the bus, have breakfast, get on the bus. From I had to wake him up at 7. He had to be out the door by 8. And I had to be at school. I was going to art school at the time. I had to be at school by fucking, 9 o'clock or some shit like that. So I would get up. I would get up at 6:30. And I would sit at the end of his bed and I'd go, Pete, get up, Pete, get up, Pete, get up, get up, Pete, Pete, get up, Pete, get up, up, Pete, get up, Pete.
Fucking just stabs you one day.
He'd be like, fucking asshole, fucking piece of shit. You're a fucking, I know I'm an asshole, Pete. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. I did it the first week, an hour, second week, a half hour, third week, 10 minutes. Fourth week I was working there, Pete got up on his own. No help. Nothing. Would get up, get dressed, out the door, breakfast before everybody else. My boss was like, she had to take over a shift for me. She was like, what did you, he is amazing. He would never get up for years. He would never get up. And I was like, I just, we worked it out.
I just pulled a knife out. The kid fucking hopped out of bed.
Bobby, you talked to that other kid like he was a bear. You screamed at him and scared him away like you're supposed to do to bears.
Dude, I shit my pants. This guy was as big as you. He grabbed a knife.
Jesus.
A butcher knife. And I'm not a professional counselor. I just got the job to get the place to live. I only dealt with him from 7 in the morning. I had to be there overnight, but if something happened,
Could you imagine if there was like a hospital for the mentally handicapped and they go, all right, everybody, here's our new leader is here. Fucking Bobby walks in. All right, dude, listen. This is how it's going to go. Okay,
I'll show you fucking crazy.
Movie night's Thursday. Don't fuck around.
I used to bring girls back all the time.
Oh, that's
I was the only one in the house. It was us six, me and the six guys, three downstairs and three on my floor. And I would just tell them I got weird roommates or so. And
if she was moaning, making noises, then they all started doing the same thing. You had a whole chorus of them repeating her moans.
Well,
you told the girls you had weird roommates?
And they would just have weird roommates. And I remember Barry would come out, hello. And she'd be like, hey. I'd be like,
how did you get that job? That's actually nice of you to like help. That's amazing that.
Well, I got my ex-girlfriend Kristen worked at a place in Watertown, and I was in right on the beach. This place is right on the beach in Winthrop, and I needed a place to live. I was living with my foster father Ken Laz, my Jewish foster dad, and we had a big falling out at the time. When I got out of rehab, I lived with my mom and dad for a little bit, but I couldn't do it because she was still treating me like I was going to meetings every day and staying up till 2 a.m. getting coffee, but talking about like God and staying sober. And she still treated me like I was doing drugs. So we would fight all the time. So I had to go. I moved in with my foster father, Ken, for like 2 or 3 years. And then we had a big falling out. He did some weird shit. So I needed a job quickly. And she got me that job almost down the street from Ken in Winthrop, right off the beach. And all I had to do was be there from 11 to 8 in the morning, 5 nights a week. So it worked perfect for comedy, because I did open mics at the time. I'd do an open mic and fly home. But then I would let girls come, they were all asleep. So girls would bring, just come meet me. And I remember going back to the original reason why I brought this up. I brought this woman home. She was she had to be like 35, and I was like 25, 22, maybe something like that. And I mean, just smoking hot. And my move was that we go back to my room. I had a king size waterbed and an espresso machine. And
you rich?
I remember, huh?
You rich?
Yeah, it was at the time. A little fucking espresso machine was the shit.
How bad of an idea was the waterbed, by the way? The fucking most uncomfortable bed.
Terrible. So I bought it off the street. I was driving by this guy and he had it on the street. I go, what's that? He goes, it's a waterbed. I go, how much? He goes, $50. I go, I'm in. Dude, the wood itself was like 100-year-old fucking timber from like California. The backboard, I had it was fucking, thank God those guys were strong I lived with. So thank you, Mike. I remember I brought this girl back, this woman back, and my move was back then is we'd make out, get all hot and horny, and then I'd just get naked. And they,
where's the move? I mean, that's
the move was just to get naked. And they'd be like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm just getting naked. It's my room. I feel comfortable. Does it bother you?" And they would, and then if they said, ooh, yeah,
he locked one of those retarded guys in the closet. And if they tried to leave, he let them out. That was the move.
So I did that with this girl, and she was like 35, and we started making, I mean, she just came over. She's like, "It doesn't bother me." And she just attacked me, and we were having sex, and I almost threw up. We're having sex. What? And I was like, she's like, "Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Love it." And I was like, "You like that?" And she's like, "I love it. It feels so good in my ass." And I was like, "It's in your ass." I was like, "Yeah," because it went in like a buzzy. It was like, "Yeah." There was no, ow. There was no, wait. There was no.
A dolphin. No,
it was like mushy. I was like, "What the fuck?" "How many times did you get fucked in the ass?" I was like asking all these young today guy questions. Like, I was like, "Bleh." I was like, I remember going, "Why is your asshole so oily?"
Oily.
It was like, it just went in.
Are you sure she had a vagina?
Oh, I put it in her vagina next.
I love the way you asked that question. It's in your ass.
I was shocked. I was like, "It's in your ass?" Because I was like, "This is a pussy." I thought I felt the clit nev, right? And then I put it in her vagina. It was like, I might as well just be fucking a pillow. I mean, this is just useless.
Oh, my God.
I used to bang a lot at that house. It was fun. That job was probably, those guys I lived with became my friends, you know. I was there for a couple of years. They became my pals. And I would hang out with him. I'd watch TV. Barry, he looks like me now. You know what I mean? But he had Down syndrome. And Down syndrome guys have really long tongues. And they do this. But it comes down. So we'd sit there and watch TV in his room. We'd just be watching whatever, nighttime TV, you know. And I'd be sitting there. And I'd just put my finger like this underneath this thing. And I'd try to pull it away. And then he'd get it, be like, "Ha ha, I got it."
Are you in contact with any of those guys now?
Jesus, mush.
They were old. No, it's 20 years ago.
What are you, fucking Christ? He's probably right, but I was taking art, fine art, so I had to take a photo class. I had to take this fucking, you know, learn how to do photos. So I got, of course, me, I had to go get the best camera. You know, everybody else is working with some horse shit. I had to get a Pentax K1000 and I got the bag and the lenses and, you know, whatever. The night before my final exam, I didn't do my fucking shit. So I took pictures of all them. Like in this fucked up light, like you had to take like dramatic light. So I just had all these pitches. I had them all come into my room on the waterbed and just sit on the waterbed. And I took all these fucking here. And
Manson video.
Do you still have those?
I found one of them of Barry. And it's so fucking cool. He's just like,
if that was little. Now, you would have been, that would have went viral.
I mean, bad.
Yeah.
No, it was the shots I took of these guys were fucking beautiful. I actually got an A+, but I did it all in one night. My grandfather had a dark room in his house. So I went the next day and I went into his dark room and I fucking lit it all up. And this is back when you had to, you know, mix the chemicals and put it in the fucking thing and, you know, let them dry. And I took them in. I was like, "These are great. I wish I kept all of them. I wish I, because that'd be great. I frame them all. They're such sweet guys. It was the fucking best." I used to put Barry on the back of my motorcycle. I had a motorcycle. I put the helmet on. It didn't fit because he had a really big head. So it would like sit on the top and the strap would come down to here. And
how many lives did you live? Like motorcycles and fucking like what?
That's what I was going to say. I don't know what I'm more surprised at. Gabby's 26 guys or that Bobby had a motorcycle.
Like, because Bobby is, it's crazy when you talk to him because all of the shit he dealt with so young, being an addict and doing this, but driving a motorcycle and shit. I had no idea about that.
Yeah. Dane Cook, surprisingly, you want to be more surprised, Dane got a motorcycle. And he got a Honda Shadow 500. And it was a very pretty bike. It looked like a Harley. It was a cruiser. So I went and bought the same fucking bike. But I made it, I put saddlebags on it. I chromed it out. I put tassels. It looked like a fucking Harley. So I remember I was on the highway once and I was driving down from New Hampshire and I was in the highway middle lane, fucking listening to Stone Temple Pilots in my fucking my earbuds. And I'm fucking driving down.
What a dick.
The guy looks like he's sitting on a toy.
I just bought it too. And me and Dane used to race like to open mics on motorcycles. We were fucking stupid, dude. We were doing like 100 miles an hour on a motorcycle up Route 1 trying to get to the Kowloons to do a 5-minute spot, flying. And I loved my motorcycle. I went down twice, though. The second time I went down, I'm done. I sold the fucking thing.
I can never do it. I'm too uncool.
Everybody I know that has a motorcycle has that story. They're like, I took a nasty spill. I could have lost my life. I'm done. I could never do it because I know I'd get too comfortable and feel like I was too good at it. And then something would happen. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's what happened. I was on a country road in New Hampshire. I mean, I just had the ride of my life. There's nothing in the world like being on a motorcycle, doing around 45 miles an hour. There's nothing. I get it. I get every second of owning a fucking bike.
Yeah.
It is. Don knew me. Don, I mean, I would go pick up Don when we first started dating, throw on the back. Dude, you got a chick on the back of your motorcycle. She's holding on to you, leaning in. You're driving somewhere to get a fucking a coffee or something and smoke some cigarettes and hang out and make out somewhere. I don't know if there was anything ever fucking cooler. In the movie Last Night at Eddie's, it's on YouTube. When I pull up, that's my motorcycle that I pull up in. And that's the way I looked. If you pull that up, Mike, Last Night at Eddie's, that's,
oh, I got to see this.
I've seen this. This is great.
I was,
this is the equivalent of that Bon Jovi video your father showed us.
Oh, Last Night at Eddie's.
Yeah.
I think it was big in like fucking, some Asian country. Like,
it'd be great if you went to Thailand for the first time and the minute you got off the plane, they were like, oh my God, he's here.
Oh my God, Dylan's here. What happened? Dylan.
He has arrived.
Is that the movie you had to like lose a ton of weight in a short period of time?
I lost 30 pounds in a week.
How?
No, 30 pounds in a month. Sorry.
Oh my God. 30 pounds in a week.
Dude, I'm going to tell you what's weird right now, and this is what scares me.
Look at that guy.
Oh, okay. Go back to the beginning. To the beginning. Go back. Right there. Good. Just click on that. That's my motorcycle. Got caught in the small world. Pause. Go back and pause on that file. Look at that good looking mush. Come on, mush. Go, there you go. Go back. Right now, there you go. All right, I'm not going to yell at you because you're going to get it. It's okay. Anyways, that was my bike.
Oh, that's so great.
There we go. How funny. There you go. Look at that fucking. Come on, Gabby.
Oh, my God.
Gabby, I would have fucking blown you out.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just made it up, but I like it. I would have
blown
you up.
Absolutely not.
The same thing. Oh. Like, I would have. I think he was thinking I would blow you. I mean,
I would suck your dick.
Gabby, you would have. I would have definitely got you, Gabby. There's no way I wouldn't have got you. Yeah. 1,000,000%. If you started in comedy and I met you, that guy met you, it would have been done for you.
This is a disgusting thing to even think about.
What? I mean, now it is. It's fucking gross, but.
No, I like tattoos.
I had tattoos back then, honey.
How many?
Took them off?
What'd you say?
I had tattoos. Like I had them.
No, you wouldn't have been my. I've never liked blondes in my life.
Why?
I just something about your skin. It's too see-through.
Okay, I'll take that.
You know what I mean? I like a brunette. I like a brunette. I like there's something about blondes. I don't know. I just never, ever. I fucked around with a couple of them, but I've never, ever had a serious relationship with a blonde, ever.
If the light hits me in the right way, you could see all my veins.
Yeah, I would throw up.
All my bones. I don't like blondes either because I feel like I'm related to them.
That's you could see all my veins.
I can't
believe. All of a sudden you're a Twilight vampire.
My dream.
So, Verzi, are you and Giannis hanging out a lot?
Yeah, he stopped today. We're actually on the stick tonight.
Now, does he have the antibodies or you don't give a fuck about
it? He's good, and I think he's going to go for the test. But, you know.
So he didn't have the test.
He didn't have the test. He didn't have the symptoms I had. He didn't lose smell and taste.
Why do I got to get the fucking antibody test to have a stick with me?
Because when me and you had a conversation on the phone when I told you I thought I had it, which I did. At the time I told you I fucking had it, I did. I was right.
Okay, but you also bet me. You also bet me $50 that I got the antibodies. So what are you scared of?
So what I'm saying is when I told you that I knew I had it, you told me things about how you were feeling then when I said this fucking kid's got it. I didn't even have a fever for 4 days. You had. I know for a fact. I'll put $100 on it. I'll put $250 on it.
Ooh, now this is piquing my interest.
I'll put $250 on it that you have antibodies. There's no fucking way you don't. You worked in the city. You were doing spots. Probably later at the cellar than I was. You definitely have it. 100%. I know.
Fuck does that mean? What am I fucking?
It means New York City got fucking hammered by it. And all those fucking people, they're saying I either got it at Levity Live March 7th or 8th, or I got it March 14th, the night we went to the Mexican restaurant that was busy on my wife's birthday. Those are the only two places. You were doing spots in the cellar in that smaller area? Definitely.
But you don't know if Giannis hasn't got it yet.
I don't know if Giannis has it yet or not. But I know that Giannis has been quarantined and has no symptoms for so long, which means to me he either never had it or he has antibodies.
All right. So I got to go get checked.
Or you like him better.
What's that?
Or you like Giannis better.
Who do I like better?
I said, or you like Giannis better than Bobby.
No, I love both of these fucking guys. It's just, usually, here's the thing.
If the house is on fire and you can only save one of them, which one would you save?
Oh, man, you know what? Giannis is having a baby and Bobby has a baby. So it'd be easy if neither of them did. If one of them had no kid, I would fucking say, sorry, he's got to go.
No problem ripping Bobby away from Max and letting him grow up without a father because Giannis has one on the way.
Well, I mean, I mean,
it's almost better.
$250, you had it.
Wait a minute, Giannis is having a baby.
Yeah,
Giannis is having a baby. She's due what, like 5 months?
Holy shit!
The gender reveals this weekend.
Yeah, they're gonna find out what they're having soon, and he's got a baby.
Is Chris gonna blow Giannis and then spit out blue cum? Smoothies.
Oh, Bobby's. Jesus.
Gabby.
Baby's name is Kay.
Gabby, which one would you save? Oh, shit. Gabby, which one would you save? Mike or me, if you had to?
Calta?
Yes. Not Mush. I know you'd. If that would be, which one would you murder?
I would save you because I've known you longer and you've done more for my career. That being
what
said,
and
I love you. And that being said, Calta, you have, 1 week we could ask this question again, the amount of stuff that you could do to make me pick you next week.
Whoa.
Wow, she is such a fucking player in this
business. I'm kidding. I don't need either of you. I'd pick Bobby.
I don't need either of you. That's hilarious.
Which one would you make Sweet Love to?
Ugh.
Neither.
You can have her. I don't want nothing to do with I don't like fucking elves.
What an asshole.
She does. She should have a bow and arrow and a white horse.
What if I went like this and my ears were like,
you look like an elf.
Thank you. That's a huge compliment.
I know.
Orlando Bloom was an elf.
It's true. I don't like your microphone matches your outfit too. Both of you guys. Both of you guys match. Verzi and Gabby match their microphones.
Wow, this is just a silver fucking...
Yeah, but it matches your whole outfit. Mine's it looks gold. Good.
Gold, nice. Is that the new Yeti?
Yeah, but it's the like cheaper one.
The Nano, right?
No, it's a Bobby knows all the fucking...
What is it?
It's a blue.
That's the Nano 3000. Blue, yeah. That's the Nano 3000. The button's got a camera. Fucking nuts.
I don't like...
But you can get a headphone that's got the Nest. It's got the fucking Nest in the headphone, 360 around while you're fucking talking.
What the fuck is the Nest?
Oh my God. Oh my God. You're going to have a Nest next week. You know what? Giannis just got the Nest and our friends have them. You know what the Nest is?
No,
it's
what is
it? And you put it in a room in your house.
Yeah.
And it has surveillance throughout the house where you could see on your phone all day. And cameras and anything. And if anything goes on, you get an alert to your phone. It's basically like surveillance cameras of the area that the thing does, like panoramic 360. So if you put it in like your kitchen or living room, you'll have all that and the front door and back door. And you could just look on your phone.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's so you'll have that. Yeah.
I do. I have the Arlo. It's the same thing.
The what? What?
It's called the Arlo.
Okay. Yeah. See, I want to get the, what's the one on the doorbell? The fucking
ring.
Ring.
Mike has all this shit.
Mike Calton.
Yes. Mike Calton. Mush is Mush. Mike is Mike.
Yes.
Mike, you like the ring or no?
I love the ring.
You have it on both doors, front and back?
I have the ring spotlight on my front door. So it's a camera and a light. So when you approach, the light goes off. But I also work today because my wife, I came home and she was wearing a sweater and she goes, please, please turn the air conditioning up. I go, no, if you don't like it, go sit outside. And she went and sat outside. So I took a picture of her from my Ring doorbell. I'll show you, sitting outside because she was too cold to be in her own house.
Dude, fucking Giannis had a fucking, an animal walk past it at night.
Yeah. Armadillo goes, woke me up last night.
He goes, Verzi, what the fuck is this? Is this a coyote or a fucking dog? So I look at the thing's tail and I'm going, that's a fucking coyote. And he's going, no, it's a dog. His neighbor said to me the other day, he goes, hey, have you guys seen, I'm not joking. He goes, you guys seen that mutant fox? And I go, what? He goes, there's a fucking fox that looks like a brown dog, and it's just fucking gigantic. So I call Giannis. I go, dude, it was a fucking fox, but it was gigantic. He's going, no, Verzi, I know it was a dog. I know it was a dog. I go, I think it was a fucking giant fox. But those things pick up animals all night.
Where you? Yeah. You could set the sensitivity. So, like, I have mine pretty sensitive. So if an armadillo crosses over the walkway, it goes off sometimes. And in the daytime, if the wind blows the trees, it'll go off. But you can lower the sensitivity. There's my poor wife sitting outside.
This is the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Just trying to get heat.
This is the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Florida's got some wild, wild fucking animals out there, right?
Dude, lizards. In my backyard, I have scores of deer. I've got a giant alligator. I mean, these are every day. I have to go to my car. I have to look around on the way to the car.
What now? Will the armadillo attack or no?
No, they're dumb. For you can walk up and kick one of those fucking things. They'll move when they see you, but sometimes they don't see you. And I'll just walk by and kick it to get it away from my car so I can get in the car.
And they won't attack though. Like
no. The possums will attack.
Yeah, they're crazy.
That freaks me out.
Because possums play possum. They'll lay there and you're like, I think it's dead, and then they come back at you.
That fucking that naked fucking pink tail gets me sick.
Yeah, oh, they're gross. They're fucking, they're
I can't
gross.
Stand that fucking naked pink shit on feet, like on animals' feet. You ever see it fucking, like, I don't like that. I don't like that, that shit, that they look like a giant rat.
Could you imagine Giannis and Verzi on the same block with fucking, just them, like, dude, it's a fucking giant mutant fox. What? It's a fuck, dude. Get the fuck out! It is. I swear to God. It's like, oh my God, this fucking neighborhood.
When the pandemic's over, I would love to just bring animals on the show while you're there.
Dude, I love. Did they ever find out, Mike? Because you had the people on the show. Did they ever find out that Carol Baskin, like, definitely, like, that guy definitely said she killed him or no?
No, So the police. We call that guy, that lady that called us. We called and then he wouldn't talk to us anymore, but we told the sheriff about it and the FBI already talked to them and interviewed everybody. So I don't know how true it is, but they're certainly investigating it.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, listen, Mush has got to go. We got to wrap it up. Verzi, I miss you, buddy. I haven't talked to you in so long.
I miss you guys. I miss you so much, man.
Yeah. So I'll go get checked so I can come up and have a stoke. Do I got to go up there? Or are you coming down here?
Oh, by the way, you got 1 minute, Mike? You got one fucking minute?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
When did Aaron Berg become your fucking hangout producer? Because I'm getting fucking texts from this fucking guy for a week going, Bobby's at 7:30 Wednesday. Can you make it? I go, now it's Thursday. And I'm going, could Bob fucking call me? Because it was like fucking Gabby calling me for the podcast. No, you're coming to me. Now that I think about it.
A hangout producer is fucking great.
Yeah, it's like I'm getting fucking Aaron Berg is hitting me up like he's like Bobby wants me on a show.
I need a hangout producer.
he called me up and he said he was like, dude, we should hang out. We should smoke a cigar. And I'm like, all right, well, he goes, yeah, we'll do it safe.
Absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. So I was like, who do you want? I was like, well, Verzi, get Verzi. And Giannis. I was like, all right, great. I go, first of all, I go, neither one of them are coming. They're not coming.
Why would you say that?
Because I know you. You're not going to come down in the middle of the pandemic to my house. Until I got checked. The same reason why you told me I can't come up or you're not coming down until I get the fucking check, the test, is I know you're not coming down here. All right, unless you know
what? I can't lie. I wasn't. I was going to lie to him. But here's what it was. I told him, oh, maybe Wednesday. I'll think about it.
I know.
And then last minute, he goes, now it's Thursday. And then I go, well, now I definitely can't come.
But you weren't coming. Burse.
Well, I'll talk to Aaron about the next camping trip.
Listen, I'll come up to see you. I'll come up. I'll get checked and then I'll come up. We'll smoke bats.
Go to where are you gonna go? To Caremount?
No, right up the street they have one of those places.
Okay, yeah. You can walk right in and you'll know in a day. And then
we'll just go in. All right, I'll get up. I got some Hoyos. I got a box of Hoyos, big boys. I got big boys, so it'll be good. And go, everybody, go check out Verzi's special. It's on Comedy Central's YouTube page right now. As far as I can see, it's the most liked special that's up there. So
there's a link out of all the clips as well.
Link in the Patreon. Go check it out.
Thank you guys so much.
Paul Verzi, fucking one of my favorite people on the
planet. You were there, man. You were there that night, which is awesome.
It was awesome. Great fucking night. And Billy Burr and Pete Davidson stepped up and fucking took care of all things comedy. And it was a great story from the front to the end. So I'm glad that it's getting a resurgence. And you're fucking hilarious. Gabby, beautiful Gabby. Are we working? She looks like she should be on an Actors Fund podcast, not ours. She just doesn't look like she should be on the show. Gabby, are we working this week? When are we working again?
When you write the next scene, okay. I write the next scene, and then we have a writing session.
All right, so it'll be tomorrow. I'll be done tomorrow.
Okay. We're writing pilot.
Yeah. It's coming out great.
Gabby looks like she should be on a Zoom to like raise money to fucking help koalas with like Kristen Bell, Kristen Teigen, and then you just see our fucking faces. What do you got, Mike?
Mush looks like he should be on this podcast.
Can I plug something?
Yeah, please.
I'm working on a pilot. It's about this guy from Boston who lives with six retarded guys. And he's
it's
not...
called Seven Retarded Guys.
That's good.
Boom.
Whoa. All right, well, Mikey getting one in at the end of the getting a last punch in.
Gabby, what do you got to plug?
I don't want to laugh too hard because it's going to turn into the scene from Goodfellas, the spider scene. Don't let his motherfucker say that to you.
Oh. Gabby, what do you got to plug?
I have a podcast called Unabashed Podcast. I have a Patreon, patreon.com/unabashed. Follow me on Instagram at Gabby is Brian. And then I go live every Thursday at 8 p.m. on the Stands Instagram for a Instagram live show.
Fine. Verzi, what do you got?
You could check out the new YouTube channel, which has all new Verzi effects, which we did on Zoom. Also the special. You could check me out on Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff. But yeah, the special is doing great. So please give it a like and a share on Comedy Central's YouTube.
And Mike Calta, what do you got?
At Calta and Kelly on Instagram. We only have 933 followers and it's bugging the shit out of me.
And Calter and Kelly on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't care. Nobody cares about Facebook anymore, but fucking go follow us on Instagram for the love of God.
I got fucking stock in Facebook. I care. Go to Facebook. And Mush, what do you got?
You can follow me on Instagram at Mike V. Suarez. Follow the show at YKW Dude Podcast. And make sure if you're listening on YouTube to like, subscribe, all that stuff.
All right, man. We'll see you guys next week. You know what, dude?
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.